Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our session. My name is Anne Michaels.
I'm Matt Lopez.
And thanks for being here. So for those of you who have been to a session from Matt and I before, you might know that we always like to bring like a little incentive, a little reward for people to come to our session, because you have a lot of sessions to choose from. So we always normally like to bring chocolate. Because, I mean, you can always eat chocolate, right? Oh, thanks, we have volunteers. Well, but the problem was, so we were planning to bring chocolate for this session today as well. And then last week, well, we found out that 1,600 people had put this session on their calendar. That is a lot of chocolate. So, unfortunately, we had to cancel our plan to bring chocolate for everybody.
But that doesn't mean we can't bring chocolate for a few people.
And we wanted to reward the people that sit up front, because nobody ever wants to sit up front. So we got some chocolate for the people that sit in the first rows at least.
You can just pass it around.
So everybody who wants to move up front now to get chocolate, feel free to do that, please. Exactly, it's the dessert. Awesome. So let's get started. Who of you would like to spend less time managing Office 365? Okay, quite a lot of hands. And I gotta say, I'm not really surprised about that, because we know you spend a lot of time managing Office 365. And you especially spend a lot of time in here. In here, the old Office 365 Admin Center. When you come to the Admin Center, we know that all of you, on average, view 6.7 pages. And I bet with you that at least one of those pages, you actually didn't get to that page because you wanted to, but you ended up on that page. Oh yeah, I see some people nodding. Because you ended up on that page because you were looking for a feature or a functionality. Because as we all know, Office 365 has been growing rapidly over the last couple of years, making new features and functionality available both to end users and to admins on a very regular, almost daily basis. Which is great. I mean, we all love new features and functionality. But that has also led to the Admin Center becoming more complex and sometimes difficult to navigate, as you can also see in the navigation menu here on the left. And especially for new admins, it has become very difficult to find their way around in the old Admin Center and to get to those common tasks and functionality that they're looking for. And to help with that, and to make sure that the management of Office 365 stays efficient for you. A year ago, we started to roll out a completely new Office 365 Admin Center that makes it easier and faster for you to manage Office 365. But I know that some of you are concerned that easier and faster also means less functionality. Well, we will show you today that the new Admin Center is not just a redesign, does not simply give you a new look and feel of the old Admin Center, but it actually also provides you with more management capabilities, with more functionality, and also with more insights and information. And today, we are very happy to announce that the new Admin Center has reached general availability. Yeah, I think that is a reason to celebrate. Thank you. You've heard it probably in the general session from Kirk already today. And we would really like to thank each single person, every one of you who has provided feedback on the new Admin Center. Over the last year, we have received almost 50,000 pieces of feedback. And we have read every single one of them. And I'm not kidding. Before I joined Office Marketing, when somebody told me, yeah, we read every single piece of feedback that we get, I was always, yeah, marketing bullshit. Well, I now know the people that read the feedback. And Matt, he's actually one of them. So really, thank you for all your feedback, because it has really helped us to identify those gaps that we had in the old admin center. And it has also helped us to make sure that the new admin center meets the needs of customers from all company sizes. So Matt, shall we take a look?
Definitely. So we spent the last year making the new admin center easier and faster for you to help you manage Office 365. Let's take a look. So we'll switch from the old classic admin center to the new admin center. And as it's loading, the first thing you'll notice is the new homepage. We completely redesigned it in every aspect. We looked at what admins do the most in the admin center, and actually things like add users, reset passwords, view service requests, check on the status of your service. Basically anything that our admins are doing on a daily basis, we put it front and center in the new admin center. If you manage Office 365 for large organizations, you're probably used to adding users multiple times throughout the day. So we made it super easy for you to add new users in the new admin center. You just go to the users card on the homepage, click add a user, and you can actually complete the action without ever having to leave the homepage in a flyout menu that comes from the right side. Let's go ahead and add my good friend, John Snow. And you can see as I'm adding John, the necessary information's bubbled up. The information that's necessary for me as an admin to fill in is bubbled up at the top, while more properties are actually collapsed, making it faster for me as an admin to add users, but also easier for me to find more properties that I'm used to setting for my users. For example, John Snow just joined as an engineer in my organization, 365 Ninjas. So I'll go ahead and add his department as engineering. And I'm going to go ahead and collapse that so I can move on to the next property that I'm going to fill out. As an admin, I generally like to set my users' passwords, make it easy for them to remember the first time they log in. So I'll go ahead and create an easy-to-remember password for John Snow. Collapse that, I'll assign a product license to him, and go ahead and add him. Another thing that we've seen reading and listening to all the feedback from admins is that you have different workflows centered around common actions like adding users. Actually, in 365 Ninjas, we control permissions for our users through groups. So in order to give John Snow all the access to the things he needs within my organization, I'll go ahead and add him to a group next. So we made it super easy for our admins to complete those end-to-end workflows to get those users fully added to the organizations in a concept that we've called next steps. So you can see here, right from the completion screen, I can go and add John to the engineering group, make sure he has access to all the things that he needs when he shows up for the first day at work. And so I'll just go ahead and add him to the engineering group. And go back to the homepage, right from where I started. But we know all of the admins or different admins manage Office 365 differently depending on your organization or even your admin role within the organization. Actually, Anne here takes care of user management for 365 Ninjas, and I'm more responsible for making sure that we're in touch with the service status of Office 365 as well as preparing our organization for any upcoming changes that is coming to our service. So the way I like to organize my dashboard is kind of demote users and promote service health. So the way to do that is next to the homepage right here, I'll click the little pencil that says edit. And I'll just go ahead and move service health to the top there. Message center is already where my eyes kind of scan, and it helps me triage all the different things that I, as a certain admin in my organization, need to pay attention to in the new admin center. I don't really do anything with billing for my organization, so I'm going to go ahead and delete that, get rid of the noise on my new redesigned homepage. And I'll go ahead and see if there are any cards that are provided for me to help me with my day-to-day responsibilities. And since I'm actually responsible for pairing not only my end users for changes to the service, but also admins for the changes to their service, I'll go ahead and add the recently added card, which shows the change log of everything that's come recently in the new admin center. Then I'll go ahead and save my preferences. So we've gone over how the new homepage is really powerful in helping you manage your day-to-day, but how do you actually navigate the new admin center? We provided the classic left-hand menu that you've probably noticed in the old admin center, but we've made it easier to use. So instead of having the long list of things on the left-hand side, we actually grouped them together. So if you ever need to find anything related to users, you can just click users and expand to see the subgroup of things that you can then go to. Same thing with groups, settings, and all the other subnodes as well. But if you're used to coming to the admin center daily, you're probably going to get used to what those icons mean. So we provided the capability for you to just go ahead and collapse that left-hand navigation. And you can just hover over the users instead of having to click to get to the subgroups. It makes it a little bit faster so you can optimize your workflows as an IT pro. But the fastest way to navigate the new admin center is actually using the search bar here. You can search anything in the new admin center: users, groups, settings, service incidents, service requests, anything. So let's take an example. I need to change my external calendar sharing settings, but I don't really know where that is. I know it's probably somewhere hidden in settings. I don't really have the time or want to spend the time to look for that, so I'll just go ahead and search for it. I'll just search calendar, and it pops up right at the top. And again, it pops to change the setting, I can just do it right from the flyout that comes in from the right-hand side. So it makes it super easy to find things. I don't actually have to know where these settings are. It's almost the equivalent to in Windows, how you might be used to pressing Windows and just typing and going to whatever application or setting you're trying to manage. It's a similar concept in the new admin center. And we've also added quick actions via the search bar. So Anne here, since she manages users, she gets a lot of reset password requests throughout the day. Even though we set Jon Snow's password something easy he can remember, you know, end users, they still forget. So he already requested a password change because he couldn't log in on his first day. So we can just go ahead, type Jon Snow, and when I hover over his name, you can see two icons pop up on the right side. And since they're pretty small icons, you might not be familiar with what they are, so you can just hover over them and read and get used to it the next time you come back. So I can actually just reset his password right from the homepage, again, using that flyout that comes in from the right-hand side. How many of you use Message Center? Okay, so I see a few hands. Well, everyone should be reading Message Center on a somewhat regular basis. It's where we actually post all of the changes that are coming to your service in Office 365. And we've completely redesigned it in the new Admin Center to make it easier and faster for you to prepare for those upcoming changes. We've added a big card on the new homepage where you can read the most recent Message Center posts that have been posted about changes. And you can read them right from the homepage, again, in the flyout menu that comes from the right side. So we've also rethought about how we should message all the different changes. So the titles actually now just say exactly what the change is. We call out how it will affect you and what you need to do to prepare for this change. And actually, I remember that Anne was super interested in using the Outlook Groups app on her iPad. So I can share that right from the new Admin Center. When I click it, it just opens up the default mail client, and I can email her the full Message Center post. But we've really added a lot more functionality in Message Center that helps you triage all the different changes that are coming to your organization. So I just clicked the top of the Message Center card to get to the full Message Center page. And before I start triaging, I'll go ahead and edit my Message Center preferences. We've heard from a lot of admins that sometimes Message Center can be a little noisy, so we've really tried to empower admins to set their Message Center preference for what their organization cares about or what their admin role within their organization is. So 365 Ninjas, we haven't started adopting Planner yet. I'll just go ahead and turn off any Message Center posts dealing with Planner. That way, I can reduce the noise and be able to triage easier and faster. You can see the Message Center post reload, again, getting rid of all of the Planner items. And now I can just go to the next Message Center post, right, going down my list. And as I'm going through, reading all of the upcoming changes, I can find something that, oh, I've already done the action that I need to do to prepare my organization for this change. So I can go ahead and dismiss that message, and it disappears from my Message Center list. Again, reducing that noise, making it easier and faster for you to triage the upcoming changes. Another way that we've seen admins triage is if I haven't acted on that message, but I don't have time to actually go ahead and do it right now, I can just mark that message as unread. So the next time I come to Message Center, I can just filter by unread messages and just go through all of the different changes that I still need to act upon. But Message Center isn't the only way to get more insights in the new admin, is it, Anne?
No, because what we've heard from your feedback is that having more information and having more insights is especially important for you. And one area that you're really interested in is to better understand how your users use Office 365. So why is that so important for an admin to know? Well, for two reasons. On the one hand, you as an admin, well, you have to report back to your management on the investment of Office 365. Your management, they have bought Office 365 with a very specific goal in mind. Like, for example, they want their end users to be more productive or more collaborative. And they want to know, well, is that actually happening? And they come to you, to the admin, and they ask that question. But it is also important for you as an admin to understand how your users are using Office 365, because it allows you to effectively monitor the service and also to identify issues and to identify users that might need a little help to get started with Office 365. Let's say Raphael here, he has assigned a license to Heike, a OneDrive license. And Raphael sees that Heike isn't really using OneDrive. Well, that might be for two reasons. Perhaps Heike simply doesn't know how to use OneDrive. She doesn't know how to activate the product. Or she might not understand the full value benefit of OneDrive. She might not understand why she should be using OneDrive. So in both cases, Raphael might want to follow up with Heike, meet her for a coffee, and explain to her and tell her a little bit more about OneDrive. But that is why actually understanding how your users use and adopt Office 365 is the first step to increase usage and to get the maximum value out of Office 365. And to help you with that, as part of the new Office 365 Admin Center, we have rolled out a completely new usage reporting dashboard and new usage reports that provide you with a complete picture of how your users are using Office 365, and it also provides you with details down to the individual user level. So let's take a look. So this is the new usage reporting dashboard, which is pretty much the centerpiece of the new usage reports. To get to here, you can either simply click on usage reports in the left navigation, you can of course use the search bar, or we also have a card on the homepage for the usage reports. So on here at the top, we have a graph that shows you how many users in your organization use Office 365 across the services and how many users use the individual services. You will see that throughout the usage reports, we use graphs like this one, not only to visualize the information, but also to make it easy for you to identify trends and to spot anomalies. All of the graphs are customizable. You can modify them. So you can pivot to different time periods, like 7, 30, 90, and 180 days, and you already see how responsive the reports are. You can also remove information from the reports or add it back in so that you can really create a view that meets your needs. And when you put your mouse on one of those little dots here, you can see the information broken down to that specific day. At the bottom of the reporting dashboard, each of the main services in Office 365 has its own card that makes it easy for you to understand what is happening within that service, because it shows you a summary of the activity within that service. And at the bottom of the card, we have a bar graph that shows you a comparison between the number of licensed users and the number of users you have assigned a license to. So this is really a key indicator for adoption. You want this bar pretty much to be blue all the way, because if it's not, then that means you have assigned licenses to a lot of users that are not using that license. So this is really a very helpful bar graph that helps you identify those services where you might want to plan some additional end-user training and communication. So now, when you want to get more information, when you want to drill down into one of the products, you can either simply click on one of those cards here, or you can also use the drop-down menu at the top that provides you access to all of the reports that we have available. So let's take a look at the email activity report as an example. But you will see that basically all of the product reports, they're very similar in structure. So at the top, we have a graph that shows you a summary of how the service is being used across your entire organization. So in our example here, we can see how many email messages have been sent, received, and how often email messages have been read. This is, of course, also a graph, just like the one on the dashboard, that you can customize and that you can look at different time periods for. And then you can also switch to a different view that shows you by how many users this activity has been performed. The table then at the bottom provides you with information broken down to the individual user. So in this table here, you can see which of your users are using the product, and sometimes even more important, which of the users are not using the product. So we can now here see, broken down to each individual user, how many email messages they have sent, received, and how often they have read email messages. You can also modify this table. So you can click on this little column icon here, and then you can add additional information or also remove information. Just remove this again. And if you then want to further analyze the data, you can export all of the reports by clicking on the little export icon here into a CSV file so that you can open it with a tool like Excel to do some further filtering and pivoting of the data. But we know that many of you, you have very strict privacy guidelines in your companies. And you actually don't want your admins to see the information at the user level. So for example, if Matt is the admin in our company, well, you might not want him to see that Anne sends 3,000 emails every day. Because if Anne sends 3,000 emails, that means she's obviously not very productive. I mean, people can be, but if I send 3,000 emails, that means I just did copy and paste. So the quality of my emails might not be the best. So if that is the case for your company, if you don't want your admins to see the information broken down or with the personal information, then you can anonymize the reports. You can switch on the privacy feature for the reports. And as some of you might already have noticed, this privacy feature is actually switched on for our reports already. That is why in the username column, we only see a weird string of numbers and letters in here. Normally, you would see the name in this column. So you would see here Ann Michaels. And to modify the setting to enable or disable it, simply go to the settings area, into the services and add-ins area, and in there you will find a section for reports. So in the area of reports, what I showed you today, this is really just the beginning. We are working on additional reports to provide you with an even better picture of how your users are using Office 365. So reports that we are currently working on are a Yammer Groups report, an Office 365 Groups report, an email clients report, a Skype clients report. So we have a lot more reports on the roadmap besides the one that you have access to in your admin center today. And what we're also working on currently is a content pack for Power BI. And the content pack for Power BI will be especially interesting for you if you're looking for more details about how your users are using Office 365, and if you want to do some multidimensional analysis across the services. Because what the content pack does is, when you connect to the content pack, it will pull the usage data from our reporting APIs and fill and populate a pre-built dashboard. And on that dashboard, we combine your users' usage information with their user information from Active Directory. So you can pivot by attributes like location or department. So for example, you could see how your HR department in New York is using Skype for Business. So if you want to know more about the content pack, because I know you're all eager to get your hands on it, we will, not really stealing the thunder, but come to our usage reporting session tomorrow. We will announce the preview here and share the details how you can sign up for that preview. Another area where we are providing more information in the new admin center is DirSync, directory synchronization. Let's do a quick show of hands here. Who of you has DirSync set up? Okay, that's quite a lot actually, so let's go a little bit more in details here. So you might have noticed then already that the new admin center comes with a DirSync card on the homepage that makes it easy for you to monitor your DirSync status and also to quickly identify any errors. So you will only see this card if you have DirSync set up. On the card, you can see at a quick glance the health of your DirSync implementation. So at the top, you can see if DirSync overall is running per schedule, and the same for password sync. You can see if password sync is running per schedule. And you can also see if you have any users with DirSync errors. So in our example here, our organization is actually synchronizing per schedule, but we have some DirSync errors. So to learn more, we can simply click on the card, and then we will land on a details page that shows us which users have DirSync errors. In our example here, it's Bob. So if we want to now even dig further, we can click on Bob, and we will have a flyout window come in that shows us the cause for the error, and it also shows us other users that are involved. So in our example here, we have a DirSync error because we have a conflicting email address. We have a previously synchronized user, John, who already has the proxy address of info@contoso.com. And that is why Bob's proxy address of info@contoso.com is currently quarantined. So on this page, you can not only see that you have conflicting attribute values, but you can also see which value. Well, now, of course, I want to take corrective action. And the admin center actually gives me some tips what I could do. But what I really want to call out is that this is an area where it is really up to you. It is really up to the admin to decide what steps you want to take, and what actions, how you want to proceed to resolve the issue. Because it really depends on the case. So in our example here, I could hard delete the info at Contoso user on the right, or I could remove the proxy address from one of the users. Well, if necessary, also, I could first back up the email, the mailbox, and move it to another account. So it really depends on the case, and that is why we have not automated this process. Let's also take a look at how this looks if your overall DirSync implementation has a sync error. You will then also see that on the card on the home page, and you can again click on the error to get more information. You will then land on a page that provides you with more details and also has a link to troubleshoot. So when you click on this link, that will kick off an automated self-help diagnostic tool that actually runs best if you run it from the server that has Azure AD Connect on it. So when you run it, it will help you identify the cause, and it will also give you tips on next steps and guidance. And if you end up, if you have to call support in the end, they will also have access to the outcome of this tool, which is really helpful when you have conversations with them. Some of you might have noticed already that we have a little notification here at the top of the screen. We see this because our organization, we haven't upgraded our DirSync client to Azure AD Connect yet. So if that is the same for your organization, please check your message center, because you will have received a message in your message center with more information and guidance on how to update. So, being able to manage Office 365 easier and faster and having more insights and information, that is great. But let's be honest. We all want more functionality. We all want more control, right? Why is that so important for an admin? Well, I always like to compare the old Office 365 Admin Center to my Nokia 6021. There we go, for those that can't see it. This is my Nokia 6021, my old phone. It was launched in 2005. Anybody in the audience who had the same phone or a similar one? Oh, I see quite a few hands go up. Well, didn't you love it? And didn't you love that you could just drop it and nothing would ever happen to it? This phone was literally unbreakable. And I loved it. But I got to the point where I wanted to do more. Because with this phone, well, I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't look up Games of Thrones information on the internet. I also couldn't look up the weather in Atlanta. So I got to a point, though I really loved my phone, I decided to upgrade to a smartphone. Now think about Office 365. When we launched the service in 2011, well, Office 365 was just Office, SharePoint Online, Link Online, and Exchange Online. Since then, the service has grown. Just last year, we added over 350 new functionalities and services. How does that compare to the management side? Well, what have you been using to manage Office 365 from the very beginning? The old admin center. And the old admin center, though it was a great tool, it was simply not built to support the management of a service that is growing as quickly as Office 365 is growing today. Just like my Nokia phone wasn't built to be a smartphone. But it is, of course, important for you that, especially with Office 365 growing so rapidly, that you are able to manage all aspects of the services. And the new admin center was really built having that in mind. It was designed to support the rapid growth of Office 365 and to further evolve as the service evolves. But already today, it provides you with a lot of new management capabilities and functionality that was not available yet in the old admin center. Let's take a look.
Switching over to the new admin center. It's right where we left it in Message Center. And when we read and listened to feedback from thousands of admins, we realized that there is a big opportunity to really improve user management, because that's almost the core functionality that our admins take on a day-to-day basis. So let's go to the Active Users page by hovering over the Users icon and clicking Active Users. The first thing you'll notice is that we've added an infinite scrolling list of your users, making it easier for you to browse through all of your different users. This also makes it easier to complete bulk actions on multiple users. When I select more than one user, you can see that the list of bulk actions I can take pops in from a flyout on the right-hand side. And you can scroll through your list of users and click More Users. When we talked to a lot of our admins, we found that adding multiple users to a group is one of the biggest scenarios, and we actually added it as part of the bulk actions. But not only have we added more functionality and more actions that you can take on multiple users, we've also increased the number of users you can act on. You can now act on up to 100 users at a time. So any of these functionalities or actions, you can take on up to 100 users. But if you manage Office 365 for hundreds of thousands of users, like many of you do, scrolling through an infinite list of your users to get to the R's might be a little tedious. So we provided the same filters that were available in the old admin center, also with the ability to create your own custom filter so you can organize your users how you see fit. And if you still need to drill down a little further, we provided the search box as well, so you can just go ahead and search for your users. And if you want to do your own additional filtering and analysis, you can go ahead and export your user list. And it'll pop up in a CSV file in Excel. This also gives you the capability to view more properties than what's available in the admin center, like the last time a user's password changed. That being said, we have added a lot more user properties in the new admin center. Let's take a look at my user card. When you click it and it pops in from, you probably guessed it now, the flyout from the right-hand side, the main user properties, the most common properties, are actually bubbled up to the top. So things like my username, which product licenses I'm assigned, which groups I'm a part of, the most common details are already expanded with a little preview on what those properties are set as. But we've also been adding a lot more functionality from services within Office 365, starting with Exchange and OneDrive. So you can see here at the bottom of my user card, there's a little mail thing. When I click it, it expands, and we show the most common properties that we found our admins having to link from the admin center to the Exchange admin center to go and manage. Now you can just manage them without having to leave, without opening up a new tab, without that pain. You can actually just manage it from the new admin center. So the most common things we found from talking to all of you is being able to set mailbox permissions, so controlling who can send as this user, who can send on behalf of this user, and who has full mailbox permissions for this user. We also saw that email forwarding, the ability to set email forwarding, is a very common ask, and automatic replies. And automatic replies are super key, because we all know how forgetful our end users are. Actually, I just remembered, I forgot to set my own automatic reply for Ignite. I'll go ahead and do that right now by clicking Edit on the automatic replies. I'll click on, I'll just say that I'm oof at Ignite. And I do sometimes, as Ann said, I reply back to a lot of the customers or a lot of our admins. So I'll make sure that my external users also get my automatic reply. And if you still need additional exchange properties, then we try to link you out very easily to the Exchange Admin Center. But as we read more feedback from all of you, listen to more admins, over time, we'll start bringing in more and more Exchange functionality. Again, making it less tedious for you to manage Office 365 for your users. We also know that a lot of our admins get questions on OneDrive for Business. Why isn't my OneDrive working? I think my file's missing. It's not syncing. So we gave you the most common troubleshooting tools right from the user card in the new Admin Center. We show exactly how much storage is left for users, how close they are to meeting their storage quota. Sometimes they run into some issues with getting very close to meeting that quota. The request that's saying, hey, I think my file is missing, we've actually just given you the ability to go ahead and access your user's files so you can troubleshoot from within their OneDrive as well. And sometimes things need a little reboot, like a mini, it's better if you just kind of reset the computer type thing. We've also given you the capability to sort of do that for OneDrive for your users by initiating a one-time sign out. And when they log back in, sometimes the issues are fixed. We're also adding more functionality for Skype for Business and Azure as well. So you can see over time that as we add more functionality, Office 365 becomes easier and easier to manage. Also, while talking to all of you, we found that groups management, especially for large organizations, is equally as important as users. So we've added a lot more functionality to the way you can manage groups inside of the new Admin Center. So I'll just hover over my groups icon in the collapsed navigation and go ahead and click the groups list. And the first thing to call out here is that the new Admin Center now supports all major group types in Office 365 across all the different services. That includes the new and powerful Office 365 groups, the distribution lists, security groups, and mail-enabled security groups. And when you're scrolling through your infinite list of groups, you can actually see which type of group you're looking at, indicated by the type column on the right. And when you click a group, you can see the details of that group, again, in that flyout from the right-hand side. So you can see here that I'm looking at all the major properties of an Office 365 group. But when I click into distribution lists, the properties change for what's important to see about a distribution list. But not only can you view and manage all different types of groups in the new Admin Center, you can also add any type of group in the new Admin Center. So when I click Add a Group, the default group experience is the Office 365 group. I'm not sure if any of you saw Kirk Kay's presentation, but he called out how groups is the number one way to collaborate within Office 365, and that's why it's the default group when you click Add. But we know our admins manage for large organizations, so you might still need distribution lists for certain use cases. So we've given you the ability to go ahead and create distribution lists from the new Admin Center, and you can see that again. The properties that I need to fill in for the different group types also changes whenever I select a different group. And another thing that we've seen admins use as a pseudo group is shared mailboxes. So we added more exchange functionality to shared mailboxes in the new Admin Center. So I just went back to my groups icon, hovered over and clicked shared mailboxes, and if you have a lot of shared mailboxes, it'll also be an infinite list, an infinite scrolling list. But again, it might get a little tedious depending on how many shared mailboxes you have, so you can also just search for whatever shared mailbox you're looking at. Now, this is all capable in the old Admin Center, where we added additional functionality in the new Admin Center is, again, within the exchange-related properties. So you can see all of the common properties that you've seen, that you were able to see in the old Admin Center, but we've added email forwarding, so being able to set a forwarding address for shared mailboxes. You don't have to leave to go to the Exchange Admin Center anymore, which is awesome. And also automatic replies. Another one that we've seen a lot of requests for admins has been around different mailbox permissions for certain shared mailboxes. For example, there are 3 members of delivery inquiries, but I really only want Baiju to respond to real customers who are inquiring about 365 Ninja deliveries. So I'll go ahead and customize the permissions, and you'll see the list of mailbox permissions split up into 3 different types, similar to how you would view it in the Exchange Admin Center. You can see the people that have access to read and manage, which I want all of these 3 users to be able to see all the different inquiries and manage those, but only Baiju should be able to send as delivery inquiries at 365ninjas.com. So I'll go ahead and remove me and Marudi. And then Baiju is now the only one that can actually respond as delivery inquiries. A brand new feature that we brought in to the new admin center is the ability to manage equipment mailboxes. So I'll go ahead and refresh this page. And I'll go ahead and filter my resource mailboxes by equipment. So we've also brought in room and equipment mailboxes. The conference room mailboxes were available in the old admin center, but as you've kind of noticed, we've brought in a lot of Exchange admin functionality. So all of the things that I mentioned earlier, automatic replies, the email forwarding, all of those are also available now from the new admin center for conference rooms. Another extremely important feature for conference rooms is how the conference room actually auto accepts different meetings or meeting requests that your users might be sending it. So we've brought that in as well. So you can edit on how you want this particular room to auto accept meetings or just turn off auto accept altogether. And now we can get to the equipment mailboxes. So this is brand new to the new admin center. I'll go ahead and filter by equipment now. And you can see that 365 Ninjas has a fax machine and a projector that end users can already check out. But we recently got a car. So I'll go ahead and add that to my organization. So
I love how modern you are with a fax machine. I'm impressed how to say that.
So I'll go ahead and add a new resource, switch from room to equipment, similar to how I switched to the different group types. And I wanted to get one of the brand new DeLoreans that they're starting to make again. But we had to be a little bit more practical, so we got a minivan. The reason we got it is because that it holds up to 6 people. So again, it's a little more practical. Not as fast or as cool, though. Might not be as modern as the fax machine. But so equipment mailboxes is brand new to the new admin center. And we haven't only been adding Exchange admin functionality. We've also been adding different settings across all of the services in Office 365. So when I go to my settings, I can click Services and Add-ins. And the first thing I'll see is the complete list of all of my organization's settings. So you see Azure MFA, Calendar, Cortana, DirSync, Office, Sites, Office 365 Groups, which I mentioned. And when I click each service, again, you probably guessed it by now, but it comes in from the right-hand side. And we actually expose all the different settings that Microsoft allows us to expose to our admins. And basically, you can manage all of your services right from the new admin center. So for Office 365 Groups, I can actually manage the way they interact with guests or turn off guests altogether for my organization.
But what happens when you're not in the office? Let's say it's Monday afternoon and you have left work early to watch the soccer game of your son. Or for all our American friends here, to watch the football game of your son. And then you get a call that your CEO has forgotten their Office 365 password. Of course, that's when it always happens, right? So in the past, you were screwed. Well, actually, your CEO was screwed because everybody had to wait until you were back in the office, back in front of your desk. But not anymore. With the Office 365 admin app, you can manage Office 365 on the go from your phone because it gives you access to all the main functionality from the admin center directly on your mobile device. And just in the last year, we added over 40 functionalities to the admin app. And you basically have access, or you can basically manage Office 365 really only from the app. We have some customers in the small and business area especially that almost only use the app because it gives them access to all of the functionality that they need. You can manage users, licenses, resources, groups. You have it all available in the app. And if you want to learn more about the app, we will have a separate session on the admin app where we will also demo it today during happy hour in the expo hall. So please come and join us. And if you don't care about the admin app, you can also, of course, just join us for happy hour. But so, what is coming next? You've seen today that we have really improved in the admin area, but we are not done. We're working on a lot more functionality. So a few things that I want to call out. Well, on the one hand, general availability of the new admin center. You have all heard that today. And we will retire the old admin center at the end of the year. So if you have any dependencies on the old admin center, please take a look at that right now. Also, the content pack. We will announce the preview tomorrow and share details with you on how to access it so that you can really share the usage reports with people in your organization and also do multidimensional analysis across the different services. Also today announced in Kirk's general session, we are working on a new service health dashboard that will provide you with a new level of service health details that will allow you to really stay on top of service incidents and also to improve your internal support experience and the experience your end users have using Office 365. Also, we have a separate session on that tomorrow in which we will again share details about how you can sign up for the preview. We are also looking into how we can improve the roles experience, how we can provide you with more management roles so that you can better distribute Office 365 management across your teams. And we're also working on modernizing the product admin centers. So we have really a lot coming, and we want to, of course, make sure that you also have the important links. If you don't have the admin app, that is right here at the top, please give it a try or talk to other customers here at Ignite that have already been using it. And I think you will find it really, really helpful. But so what you've seen today is that we have made a lot of improvements in the area of Office 365 management. Over the last year, we have rolled out a completely new admin center that makes it easier and faster for you to manage Office 365. But at the same time, it provides you with more management capabilities and more functionality. And it also gives you access to more insights and information so that you can actually spend less time managing Office 365, so that you have more time for, let's say, infrastructure planning or also to watch Games of Thrones. And with that, we would like to point you to the other sessions that we have here at Ignite today as well as tomorrow that are focused at Office 365 admins. This is not by no means an extensive list. There are many more sessions here where you can learn about Office 365 management, especially specific sessions that are focused on the specific products. But these are kind of like our overall admin sessions that we have here at Ignite. And we would, of course, love to see you at the other sessions as well. With that, we'd like to say thank you. And if you have any questions, please come up and talk to us. We will be here right now as well as today during the happy hour. Well, we won't be able to talk during our session about the admin app, but before and after. So if you have any questions, please come up right now. And also for all of those that didn't get chocolate, we also have stickers. So at least something if you want it, just come up. And thanks for your time, everybody.
Thank you.